Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the reservoir of all rasas or relationships, which are called neutrality or passive adoration, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, conjugal love, comedy, compassion, fear, chivalry, ghastliness, wonder, and devastation. He is the supreme attractive form, and by his universal and transcendental attractive features, he has captivated all the gopis, headed by Karaka, Valika, Shama, Lalita, and ultimately, Srimati Radharani. Let his lordship's grace be on us.
Krishna is the reservoir of all rasas. Rasa is a very peculiar word. Rasa, it may be translated into English as taste, as mellow, or as humor. So, our relationship with Krishna, there is some taste. Without taste, we cannot continue our relationship with anyone. There must be some taste. So, these rasas or tastes are 12 kinds. Primary rasa is the relationship between inner things. And now, just like I am sitting on this chair, so the comfort I am feeling, that is the rasa, taste. We want very nice cushion, sitting position. So that tasting that I am now comfortably seated, this is called Shanta Rasa. Among the Shanta Rasa, there is Dasa Rasa. Dasa Rasa, just like my students, my disciples, they want to serve me, and I want to take service from them. So this is also an exchange of rasa, the taste. Shanta Dasa. Similarly, next advanced stage is Sukha Rasa. Sukha means friendship. It's like one is serving somebody, but if that service is very intimate, then there is the loss of friendship, that sukha rasa. And when that is advanced, what is this term? When that is advanced, it becomes vatsala rasa. Vatsala rasa means the taste of relationship between parents and the children. These are advanced. Shanta rasa, dasa rasa, sukha rasa, and then vatsala rasa, parenthood, filial love. And above this, there is madhurya rasa. Madhurya rasa means the death between husband and wife, lover and the beloved. That is called madhurya rasa. Similarly, these are the primary rasas.
The draft is coming this time. It is open.
This is
floating in continuation.
Floating the door because the wind is blowing through.
No, wind is coming from this side.
So our relationship with Krishna or God, there are different rasas. These are the primary rasas. And there are secondary, indirect rasas. just like Kamsa. Kamsa wants to kill Krishna. That is also another loss. So, what are the rasas, indirect rasas? Just read.
Which are called neutrality, servitorship, or indirect. Kamadi, compassion, chivalry.
What is that?
Kamadi.
Kamadi. Asparas. Creating a situation that everyone will love. That is also rasa. Asparasa. Then?
Compassion.
And suppose you find some poor man lying on the street, you feel compassionate. That is also another loss. Compassion does. Then?
Fear.
Fear. Suppose if you find a tiger or something ghostly, you become afraid. That is also loss. Then?
Chivalry.
Suppose you are fighting with an enemy, you are defeating him, you are killing him, and that is also another loss. Then?
Ghastliness.
Ghastliness. That means, after killing somebody, there is a butcher. The butcher is enjoying by killing. Ghastly, just like the hunter was killing every animal. He was also enjoying. That was also. Then?
Wonder.
You see something which is very wonderful, astonishing. That is also possible. In this way, according to Shastra, there are 12 rasas, 5 primary and 7 secondary. But all these rasas are there in Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is called Akila Rasamrita Sindhu. You can enjoy, you can have contact with Krishna with any of these rasas. Therefore he is called Akila. We have written a small book, Krishna the Reservoir of all place. Ghastly or wondrous rasas or civilless rasas, although they are not exactly like the 5 primary rasas, conjugal love, paternal affection, friendly love. Just like Bhishma. Bhishma there was enjoying the chivalry rasas. When he decided that this day I must kill Arjuna, either Krishna will have to break his promise. Krishna promised that he would not take any weapon in the battle. He should remain neutral. Because both sides, they were relatives. So, it is not good to take part partially in one party and neglect other. Of course, it was divided. Krishna divided himself, his soldiers one side and Krishna one side. He said, Duryodhana and Arjuna, that I shall remain neutral, but I am dividing my strength in this way. One side I am, and one side my soldiers. So Duryodhana thought, well, what shall I do with Krishna? Better take his soldiers. So he took the soldiers in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Arjuna said that I want you. Just like the same thing happened in general politics also. When Gandhi started the movement, non-cooperation movement, so he selected some very big men of India, big, big lawyers, like Shia Das, Motilal Nehru. So Shia Das at that time, about 50 years ago, he was earning about 50,000 rupees per month by his legal practice. He said that, Gandhiji, you take all my money, but let me practice. Don't ask me to boycott the British court, but that was on the program. So Gandhiji said, no, I don't want your money, I want you. Actually, that was very effective. So similarly, Arjuna also decided that I don't want your soldiers, I want you. So these are different rasas. So the fact is, the idea is that you can make your relationship with Krishna with any kinds of rasa. Because beyond these 12 rasas, there is no other rasa. That is, these 12 rasas is common. Five, primary and seven, secondary, direct and indirect. Therefore, our Goswami's instruction is that you establish your relationship with Krishna. Jino trino prakarena mana prasne nivishaya. Some or other, you establish, you fix up your mind in Krishna. Basically, Pamsa, he fixed up his mind on Krishna. How to kill him? He was always thinking, he was also Krishna conscious. That, but he was thinking, as soon as Krishna will take bath, I shall immediately kill him. And he must answer, whether he is born, whether he is born, whether he is born. So, when his sister, Devaki, was pregnant, he was thinking of the pregnant Krishna within the womb. When he will take bath, when he will take bath, when he will take bath. That was also Krishna consciousness. But that kind of Krishna consciousness is not bhakti. The indirect Krishna consciousness, that is not bhakti. That is attachment for Krishna. That will also give benefit. Just like concern. And other enemies of Krishna, who are killed by Krishna, they got immediately salvation. Immediately got salvation. So, the Bhaktivinoda Sindhu Rupa Goswami teaches that even if you be attached to Krishna in advanced condition, in opposite transition, that is also because Krishna is there. The example can be given in a different way, just like sandalwood. Sandalwood, you rub it in any way, standing, horizontal, and this way. The pulp will come out, and it will give you comfort, it will give you relief. Similarly, you make your contact with Krishna, anukullena, especially it is recommended, anukullena Krishna anusilam, kevalam, that is surrender. Anukullaksa sankalpa pratikullam divanyam. Surrender means to accept Krishna kevalam in five rasas. You serving in santa rasa, you serving in dasa rasa, in sakha rasa, that's an Arjuna. Arjuna said Krishna in sakha rasa as friend. Satkham mātman lehanam. There are nine different processes of devotional service. Savanam kītanam viṣṇu smaranam pāda-sīvanam archanam bandhanam dāsyam sakhyam mātman lehanam. There are nine different processes. So you can adopt either all the nine processes. As Ambarish Maharaj accepted all the nine processes. Savai manat prasna padara inda vachan si paikunta gunanu vandade. So, we can do that. Or eight, or seven, or six, or five, or four, at least one. At least one. Samarada. Become connected with Krishna. Just like Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikhit. Parikhit Maharaj, he simply listened about Krishna. That's all. At the last stage of his life, he was given 7 days life, that after 7 days, he'll die.
So he took the full opportunity of 7 days and he simply listened to Parikshit Maharaj. That's all. To Sukadeva Goswami. Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit Abhavad Bhaiya Sati Kirtane. And Sukadeva Goswami, he simply narrated about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Katha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Jare Dakho Tare Koho Krishna Upadesh. This is the mission. Amar Agnay Guru Haiya Karo Ei Desh. Jare Dakho Tare Koho Krishna Upadesh. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he wants to send gurus all over the world. Prithivite ache jato nagoradi gram sarvatra prachar haile mor naam. That is his mission. He wants that all over the world, as many villages and towns are there, everywhere, this my mission must be spread. And we do it. That is also, he gave instruction. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja. Janma sarthak kahi karo, paro. This is India's mission. India's mission is that janma sarthak kahi. Just make your life successful. And spread the knowledge all over the world. This is India's mission. India's mission is not to imitate technology and work like ass day and night. This is just India's business. Indians are not meant for this purpose. Those who have taken birth in Bharatvarsha, they are not ordinary human beings. Naturally, they are Krishna conscious. Unnaturally, they are being forced to be otherwise. Therefore, it is misadjustment. It is not taking place. If you, even in these days, if this is a city, big city, as now there is some religious meeting, thousands and lakhs of people gather. Why? They are meant for this purpose. Active rituals, they are being withdrawn. Don't think of Krishna. Don't think of religion. Most active rituals. Therefore they fight. There is always fight now. Andhra is fighting. Telangana is fighting. No peace. India is such a peaceful land. Here we are killing cows. We are killing animals. We are fighting. You are doing so many sinful activities, activities. This is not our business. Our business is different. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat bhumite manushya janma hailo ja, janma sarthak. Here you have got the advantages to fulfill the mission of life, janma sarthak kori. Here is Bhagavad Gita, here is Vedas, here is Srimad Bhagavatam, here is Krishna, here is Lord Ramchandra, he is back there. And we are going to learn technology. How much degraded we have become, just consider. Our mission should be, first of all, we must assimilate all the knowledge given by all the great saintly persons, Krishna and others. And distribute this knowledge all over the world. And the whole world is also expecting like that. Therefore, as soon as the so-called rascal Swami goes there, they immediately gather. Here is one Swami from India. We may get something. But they are cheating. They are cheating and taking money and having illicit sex and enjoying and coming back. Therefore, they could not do anything. But The whole world is waiting for India's culture, India's bhakti, India's spiritual knowledge. Just see the example. Why they have left their father's property, their opulence of country, and they are after me and a poor man. Only this reason, that they are hankering. And we have got the commodity to deliver to them. This business is with us, from India's law. If we want to imitate them, then we create another havoc. That we are doing so. Now we are made secular state, killing state. One cow was attempted to be killed. Maharaj Parikshit immediately took his sword. He said, killing cow in my kingdom. And there are 10,000 or 40,000 in peace. And you want to become happy by clan making? Simply that way. India cannot do it. India's business is different. That you have forgotten. We are simply trying. There is Bengali nice song. Apan dhan bilaye diye bhikkha mage pore tat. We have thrown away our own culture and yet begging from others. Give me this. Most abominable condition. Just trying to understand. India, this is the order of Krishna. Gaur Krishna. Krishna's also our order. Anyone who is preaching this Bhagavad Gita, nasatatmat manusheshu kastit me priyakitta. Nobody is dearer than him to me. So this Bhagavad Gita should be taken as it is. One should assimilate the Indian people. Those what as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hai Gata. Those who are actually human beings, not cats and dogs. For them, this is the duty. The duty is classical. What is our asset? Our asset is spiritual asset. We are giving up. Bhagavad Gita is not allowed to be instructed in the schools and colleges. How much degraded we are. And we are becoming very proud of our advancements of civilization and material assets. This is simply maya apurita jnana. These are disguised as maya apurita jnana. There is school college, not only in India, everywhere, all over the world. Actually there is no jnana, knowledge. There are schools and aspects. We can clearly discuss, it may not be very palatable. The whole world is full of rascals and rogues. How can say? Now we can say from the text of the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Namaram prabhadanti mura duskitina naradhama maya apuritavjana asuri bhava. Namaram prabhadanti. As soon as we see a person who is not a surrendered soul to Krishna or God, then what is? He is duskriti, full of sinful activities. Anyone who does not surrender to God or Krishna, he is what he is. He must be either of these groups, duskriti, all is sinful, mura. Rascal, asset, Ramad Vishkituna, Mura, Naradhama, lowest of the mankind, and Maya of Uttarjana. If you say there are so many educated persons, they are not surrendering to Krishna or God, they are godless, so they have no value? No, no value, actually, because their actual knowledge has been taken up. Maya of Uttarjana. Why? Hasuri Bhava Mahasita. Because they are falling. The philosophy of atheism, that's all. This is the root cause. So, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this nectar of devotion, is giving us the hint that after all you want to enjoy life. That is your purpose. Actually, everyone's mission is that. But you cannot enjoy. As soon as there is question of enjoyment, there must be other purpose. You cannot enjoy alone. That is not possible. There must be other part. So you enjoy your life with Krishna. Either in Sakha Ras or Dasa Ras or Vatsala Ras or Ghatri Ras, actually Bhishmade. He enjoys Krishna's association by Ghatri Ras, as I am going to explain. That he decided to kill Arjuna with two propositions. That either this day I shall kill Arjuna, or Krishna has to break his promise and to save his friends. That was his promise. So when Bhishma Dev was trying to kill Arjuna, his rapha, his chariot became shattered, and Arjuna fell down. So when Krishna saw, now Krishna, Arjuna is going to die, so immediately he took one wheel of the chariot and immediately appeared before Bhishma there to stop fighting, otherwise I am going to kill you. So immediately Bhishma there gave up his weapons. So this is not breaking his promise, but this is another rasa that Krishna wanted to show Bhishma that you wanted to break my promise. Now see, I have broken my promise. Are you all right? He wanted to please his devotee. That's all. Otherwise, Krishna could kill many millions of Bhishma standing there. But he came before him that you wanted to break my promise. Now you see, I have broken my promise, but I am not taking my gift, that this wheel has left. Please stop. See immediately. He gave up his weapons. But when Bhishma was piercing the body of Krishna with arrows, he was coming, he did not spare even Krishna, his charioteer. He pierced the body of Arjuna as well as Krishna. And there was bleeding. So, Bhishma, at the last stage of his life in Sarasajya, he was thinking of Krishna, how he was coming forward before Vishnu in bleeding condition. This is ghastly rasa. This is ghastly rasa. We want to see Krishna dancing, or we want to offer Krishna flower. This is also one rasa. But Bhishma was also seeing Krishna in another rasa. You will find the Bhishma's prayers to Krishna in his Sarasajya state while he was lying on the bed of arrows in Bhagavata, you will find. So, this is also another rasa. These things have been explained by Jewish commentators. How this is also very pleasing to Krishna. Yeah, Bhishma was piercing his body, the blood was coming out, it's still how it is pleasing. So that has been explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti that when a lover is kissing and biting, that is also pleasing. The biting also, although blood is coming out, that biting is also very pleasing. This has been explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti. These things are possible. So, try to establish your relationship with Krishna in any way. And that is the instruction of Rupa Goswami. So, any way you say, because you cannot enjoy life beyond these 12 rasas. So, all the 12 rasas you can find. Raso Vaisa. This is the basic instruction. Rasovaisa, Labdhanandi Bhava. So you just contacts the Supreme Personality of Godhead in exchange of any kind of rasa, he will feel pleasure. That is why you want pleasure. You want pleasure. The whole life, everyone is working so hard. Why? He wants some pleasure of life. But that pleasure you cannot have like dog and horse. Don't try to take pleasure in the material world. That's it. Hog is also enjoying pleasure by eating stew. That kind of pleasure will not make happy. It may be happy for the particular body, but actually it is not happiness. If you want happiness, then you have to establish your relationship with Krishna by any of these rasas, then you will feel happy. Therefore, Bhagavad, in a sense, Nayama Deha Dehu Ajama Loki, Pastan Kaman Arhati Dirbhujami. Kapo Dibbang Putraka Jena, Siddhita Satta, Jasmar Brahmananda. This is the instruction that don't try to get happiness like the dogs and hogs. That is not actual happiness. That is simply entangled. It's like, I am now human being, due to my material losses, because I want to enjoy material losses. Enjoyment means sense gratification. Indriyani para rahu, indriyabha para mana, manasastu para buddhi. So, we are trying to enjoy life. First of all, gross enjoyment with these material senses. And subtle enjoyment with mind, intelligence. But you have to go, transcend. Rasovaisha, if you want real happiness, then, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sukham atam sikame japta, tat otindriya gai, otindriya. You have to purify this indriya, this senses, that is called tapasya, tapodhidma, by tapasya, by taking little, austerity, by tapasya, tapodhidmam putraka jina satta suddhe. At present our satta, this existence, this is not suddha, this is not pure. Therefore, we have to undergo the tribulation of material nature, janma mittu jarabhyadi. But we don't want this. Janma mittu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. We don't want, although we are trying to be happy, but we do not know how to become, free from the material contamination. Janma Mutta Jalapadi. They are trying to open hospitals. It's like one Sindhi gentleman, he has contributed about 5 or 7 crores of fees to start a hospital here. That gentleman, so I say that however magnificent hospital you may start, you cannot stop death. That is not possible. You may try in your own way. The whole struggle is how to mitigate our suffering condition. But the suffering condition is continuing. You may open nice hospital. But you cannot stop there. That is not possible. You may invent nice medicine up to date, scientific medicine, but you cannot stop the disease. They do not see this. You can invent so many contraceptive methods, still you cannot stop life, janma, birth control. There are so many medicines. Where is the stoppage of birth? The population is increasing. Neither you can stop death, neither you can stop birth, neither you can stop old age. There are so many rascal gods, that they're becoming old. Why they're becoming old? God never becomes old. It is stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantarumam Adam Puranam Navajumam. God is always just like young boy. Why is rascal God becoming older? So Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. Jara means old age. And Vyadhi means disease. But death. You cannot stop. So if you want real happiness, then you have to take the real method. That is Krishna consciousness moment. It is not a bluff. It is most frantic. You are, your aim of life is how to become happy. But you do not know how to become happy. You are under the illusion. You are thinking that this thing will give me happiness, that thing will give me happiness. No. And what is that happiness? Happiness that is explained here in 12 rasas. So you accept these 12 rasas in exchange of your affairs with Krishna. Then you'll be happy. You may say, you become enemy of Krishna, just like Kamsa. If you do not like to become friend of Krishna, then you become enemy of Krishna. If you like, that because you cannot go beyond this friend rasa. You see, kamad, bhayad, desat, lobha. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis approach Krishna actually by lusty desires. The kama, bhaya, and Kamsa was thinking of Krishna out of fearfulness. Desha, the Sishupal, he was always envious of Krishna. He was also thinking of kama, bhaya, desha, lobha. Somewhere or other, be in relationship with Krishna. And you'll be happy. You'll be happy. This life and next life. Janma karma me dibbam ji jana ti tattva. Takta jiham punar janma naiti mami ti tattva. This is the simplest part. You simply try to understand Krishna. There is no difficulty. If you do not foolishly misinterpret Bhagavad Gita, it is very easy to understand Krishna. Very easy. There is no difficulty. But we are rascals, we misinterpret. Krishna means this. Krishna does not mean this. Krishna says, manmanabhav madhvakta manjari namaskaru. Krishna means somebody black spot. What is that?
The dark unknown. The dark unknown
within us. Now some big sannyasi, very famous in your country. He's explaining Krishna, something dark within us, which you do not know. That is Krishna. That is expansion. Krishna is not Vibhuj Muralidhari Shamasundar. He is something dark, which you do not know. This is the expansion. A big scholar, a big sabi. So in this way, we are being misled. Take it. Krishna as he is. Krishna says, that I am the supreme. Accept it. Supreme. Actually supreme. Who can be more supreme than Krishna? Prove it. By shastra, by history, by incidences, by action, everything. By books also. If there are so many rascal gods, but if you take both, still, in this age, the both for Krishna will be better. Still, although you are so far. So how we can escape Krishna? And Shastra says, confirm, Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. If you want the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller. So everyone is controller. But nobody is Supreme Controller. That is not what. Even the so-called gods, they also, when there is some toothache, they go to the doctor. They cannot control even two things. So, this kind of God is not healthy. Take to Krishna. Take to Krishna as Krishna says. The method. Manvana bhavaman bhakta marjadi. Mang namaskuru. Sarva dharman parittajya mami tang saranam bhaja. Mami bhaja prabhadante mayami tang tarantite. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam prabhattate. These things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. You get it, practice it, and see how your life becomes successful and how you become happy. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Thank you very much.
There are five kinds of mukti. Sadhirya mukti, sarupa mukti, salokya mukti, samipa mukti. So, sadhirya mukti is the jnani, the nibbhed brahmano sandha. They want to become one with the Supreme. You know this. Monism. That is called sadhirya mukti. So, the enemies of Krishna, they get sadhirya mukti. Or in other words, this sadhirya mukti is given to the enemies, not to the friends. But there are other muktis. It's like, let's take example, darkness. Mukti means you come out from darkness to the light. That is real mukti. Now, here in this material world, this is darkness, tama. Tamasi ma jyotir tama. This is the basic interest. Don't remain in the darkness. That means in the material world. Come to the world of light, jyoti, brahma jyoti. So, take this example. Suppose you are in a dark room and I take you to the sunlight. Come on. So this is also light. And the sun glow, that is also light. And the sun walk, that is also light. But this light, sunshine light, or sunshine temperature, is not as good as the temperature in the sun glow. Similarly, if you make progress, so sadhuja mukti is also liberation, sadhuja mukti, to become one. Brahma-jyoti means assembly of small spiritual sparks. Just like the sunshine is combination of shining molecular parts. Similarly, Brahma-jyoti, sadhijya-mukti means you become, because you are spiritual spark, only answer to jiva-bhuta. So you are also spark, part and parcel of both. Therefore, you assemble with the other sparks, brahma-jyoti. Those who have no information of the other spiritual planets, Vaikuntha, Goloka, Vrindavan, they seem to become one with the spiritual path, that is ultimate. For them, this is the place, sadhujya-mukti. But this sadhujya-mukti, you cannot stay here. Either by further progress, you have to go to the spiritual planet, otherwise it fall down. Just like the same example. Suppose you have got some aeroplane and you go very high in the sunshine. So, what is the benefit? If you do not get shelter in the moon planet or in another planet, then you have to come back. Similarly, sadhujya mukti means you become one of the spiritual paths. But because you are part and parcel of Krishna, you are satchidananda asachitya. You have got three things within you. This mukti, sadhujya mukti, is the soft only, eternal. You can eternally remain. But you have got other two things to fulfill. That is chit and ananda. So if you want to fulfill all the pleasures of life, sat chit ananda, then you have to take shelter of Krishna. Shastra says, arujya kuchena param padam tata patanti adha anadrita jishma sangha. One who has no information of Krishna, one who does not take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, he may take the sadhujya mukti after severe penances and austerity, but again he will fall.
Because he wants ananda. Simply impersonal, without any variety, you cannot have ananda. That spiritual variety is available in the Krishna Rupa, in the Vaikuntha Rupa. So for want of spiritual variety, he will again like to come into the material variety. Arujshakachena padana padana tata patanti adha anadita-jusmana jannena vindarpati muttamanina. So this kind of mukti is not first-class mukti. Therefore Vaishnava, they do not want. Vaishnava does not want any kind of mukti. Yes, Vaishnava wants simply to remain in the service of the Lord. They don't aspire for any kind of mukti. Namo Jarmani Jarmani Sari Bhavata Bhakti. So this mukti, this Adhijya mukti, means to become one with the Supreme. It's not very safe because there is one top ananda and knowledge simply to become one. That will not help. Therefore, he is actually, constitutionally, a small particle of Satchit Ananda. So, for want of ananda, he comes again. That we have seen, many sannyasis, they give up this world as Brahma Satya Javan Mitha, but they do not get any benefit out of it. Therefore, they come down again to our hospital and schools and philanthropy. The first, like if it is the Brahma Satya Javan Mitha, if Javan is Mitha, then why you are coming again to our open hospitals? It is Mitha. But Brahma Sattva, if you are realized Brahma, you are true. Then why truth is coming to untruth? Because they could not get any pleasure. They want pleasure. Simply sitting down, that I am now Brahma, Brahma, that will not help. You must act as Brahma. You must get pleasure acting as Brahma. Then they will learn. Otherwise, it is not possible. Arujyatichena param padam tata patam hiyadha. These are the sad things.
One, three. Very good.
But our proposition is that you cannot sacrifice Krishna consciousness simply you become attached with modern things. That is our proposition. We don't. Our proposition is that you do modern things. That is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atattvam hi vijasyesha varnasama vibhagata sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosa. Modern things you do, but you try to see whether you have become perfect by doing this modern thing. Now you are engaged in modern things and instead of being perfect, next time you get a body of dog and dog, then what is the benefit of this modern thing?